Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. The question is, what about people who've never heard of Jesus Christ? I'm going to answer that question, but I also want to address a variation of that point that comes in a form of rejection where I've heard people say, you only believe Jesus Christ because it was told to you, meaning because you received it, whether it be through mission work or being spread through whatever means, you've only received it because it was spoken to you. So it begs the question that I opened up this podcast with of, what about people who've never heard of it? So it's almost as if to say that if I didn't know or if I didn't hear about this, it wouldn't be true to me. Therefore, how can I speak about it as truth? And I would just really caution anyone from that point, from thinking in that way. We don't think about other things that way. No one says, you know what? You wouldn't know that 5 plus 5 is 5, or 5 times 5 is 25, or how to do long division had someone not shown it to you. Therefore, how can you really believe it to be true? You wouldn't say that. You want to know if it's true just because it's true. Regardless of when you or how you learned it, if it's true, it's true. If you go to someone in a corner of the world, or if someone rather in a corner of the world says, listen, you only know about, you know, technology or iPhones and computers because someone brought that information to you, or you only know about gunpowder because someone brought it to you, therefore I won't believe it to be true or plausible, that's ridiculous, right? If you want to show them the evidence of it, show them how it works and let them decide for themselves. To reject it just because other people don't have access to the information, that's foolish, right? Now, if someone else doesn't know about Christ, that doesn't have anything to do with whether Christ exists and whether God exists, and there's a God who will judge us. And I'm here to say to you that there is a God who will judge. There is a God who will give people according to their works. Now, back to the question. What about people who've never heard of Jesus Christ whatsoever? And maybe I'll add to it, what happens to them? You know, the scripture doesn't speak about people in the corner who've never heard. The scripture speaks about making sure everybody knows, making sure that everybody's exposed to the truth. But what I will say about scripture is it explains why people get judged in the first place. Romans chapter 2 explains it that And chapter 2, it says in verse 6 that God will render to each one according to their works. According to their works. You see, there's two types of people to God before Jesus Christ. There's Jew and there's non-Jew. That's it. There's Jew and there's non-Jew. The Jews were given a specific physical law written in the Ten Commandments. Not to lie, not to cheat, not to steal, not to murder, not to be greedy, not to be covetous, not to be jealous. All these different things. The Jews were given the law. They broke it. Every one of them. Okay? But non-Jews, they were given the law in their hearts. People like you and I. People who may not have never even heard of the Mosaic Covenant. Or not even fully understand the first five books of the Bible. We have the law in our heart. You know, without a shadow of a doubt, that it's wrong to rape somebody. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it's wrong to kill someone and stuff them up in a garbage or a closet. You know that it's wrong to not keep a promise that you made. You know that it's wrong to not tell the truth when someone's asking for it. You know it's wrong to lie on someone and bear false witness so they get in trouble. You know that. No one had to give you a law. God didn't have to come out of the sky and give you a law. In fact, it's universal. Every human being intrinsically knows that murder is wrong. Now, some people reject it, but everyone knows. You know. You know. And it's not because you were taught either. It's because you know it's wrong. Everybody knows. And it's been going out throughout history that people know right from wrong. And that is how you will be judged. That is how the person at the corner of the world is judged, because they're responsible for the things that they do. You can't say that because you didn't know that it was wrong to slap your wife, that you shouldn't be punished for it. Wrong is wrong. The law is the law. God has his own law, and he's put it in our hearts. No one can ever say to our own government that you can't punish me because I did not know such a law existed. In fact, the regular law says that ignorance of the law is not a protection from it. So if our own law here punishes us for the things that we do wrong, how much more so can a righteous God, who as you speak right now, you're breathing in his air, your heart is beating by his power, he, invisible, has all of his attributes clearly visible, how can you find fault with him when you die and he opens up the books of your life and he judges you? How can you find fault? And what can you do? What can you say to him to get out of that? Because once you break the law is broken. When a judge opens up the law of your past, when he opens up the books of the things that you've done and he has to judge you for it, you can't say, oh, I'm a good parent, or oh, I'm a good student, or I'm a nice person. That's not going to save you. If I go hit somebody, as I'm driving, if I hit somebody, no one's going to pull up how good of a dad I've been or what kind of work I've done, or that's not gonna matter. All that matters is there's been a death, and it was my responsibility, and I need to be judged for that. And I can go to prison for many, many, many years. I can go to prison possibly for the rest of my life, depending on the circumstances. Well, how much more so is it that we have sinned not one time, not two times, but innumerable times against God from the day that we were born? That we've sinned against our conscience, that people have told us not to do something, we've done it anyway. Your conscience has told you not to do something, and you've done it anyway. That person in the corner of the world who's never heard about the truth, I hope you can see now that he needs to hear about the truth. And what is the truth? That there is a God who will judge, and you can't do anything about it. You can't get yourself out of this. There's only one way you can get yourself out of it. There's only one way a human being can be freed from the judgment that's going to happen. And Jesus Christ said it in John chapter 5, that whoever believes in him will pass over judgment. They won't go to judgment, but they'll go right from death to life. Hebrews chapter 9 says that it's appointed for a person to die once and then the judgment. No reincarnation, no coming back as your favorite animal or whatever it is, none of that. Is you're appointed to die once. Everyone is appointed to die once and then the judgment. But Jesus says, if you believe in him, if you believe that his blood, his body was given for you, that he took your punishment, you will pass judgment. Why? Because your judgment was already through Jesus Christ. When he was on the cross, he was judged for you. Everyone needs to know this message. This is why people labor to go to other countries. They go to other peoples and do mission work, to give them the truth, because they've got to know. They've got to know that there's a God, and ignorance of God, ignorance of what he says in the scripture, does not save you from when you lie deliberately. Oh yeah, maybe the law, maybe your government's not going to do anything if you lie to your partner. Maybe your government's not going to do anything to you if you cheat, or if you steal, or if you do something, or if you're bitter, or if you're envious, or if you're greedy. Maybe the law of the government won't do anything, but oh, the God who created you and I, he will do something. He will act. And it's up to you now to make that decision to believe on Jesus Christ and to be saved. Don't ever let anyone believe that because they don't know it, that's not true. There are many things that you and I don't know at this moment, but they're really true. They're absolutely true. There are people right now who are eating and drinking sugary beverages, that are eating foods that are filled with sodium, and they might even know that causes hypertension, or that causes diabetes, that causes kidney problems, that it can cause life-term problems where you pretty much can have a very miserable physical life by the foods you eat. Someone may not even know that, but it doesn't stop it from being true. Likewise, I'm saying to you, that person in the corner, they will be judged. They have the law in their heart. They have a conscience. People reject that conscience. They rebel against it. But everyone knows. And it says in the scriptures that all mouths will be stopped. They will be stopped when they see him. So I hope that this answers the question, what about the person who's never heard about Christ? We need him. I'll close out with this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul, the guy who used to kill Christians, who saw Jesus Christ face to face and turned his life around, he's trying to explain to people who are going around saying that there is no such thing as a resurrection. I guess these are people who he went to the Corinthians, he explained to this group of people about Jesus Christ, they got saved, they started a church, people were coming in and telling them that there is no such thing as a resurrection. You die, you stay in the ground, you're dead, there's no resurrection. And he says something that's really interesting for us to know, even the people who are in the corner of the world. He says, If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We're even found to be misrepresenting God or false witnesses to God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom you're saying he did not raise, if it's true that the dead are not raised. But check out this next verse. He says, for if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those who also have died in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people to be most pitied. Check out this sentence he says, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Friends, if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, if the knowledge of Jesus Christ is not given out to people, if it's not true, if any of those things are accurate, then it doesn't mean that you're off the hook. It doesn't mean that I guess you can just do whatever you want and nothing will happen to you when you die. No, it's quite the opposite. There's no hope for you. That every single thing that you've done to offend God, things that you know about, things that you don't know about, they're going to be judged. And you might as well go ahead and live life the way you want to. Because no matter what good you do, you won't escape judgment for the things you've done. You understand the thinking behind it? It's saying, listen, all it takes is one law-breaking to be a lawbreaker. All it takes is one crime to commit to be a criminal. Once you've done that and you know that there's no retribution for you, you know that there's no way you can be saved, you might as well just do whatever you want to do with your life because you can't fix it. But we know that because Christ appeared, we know that because Christ came, that we can have a new life and we can be forgiven of our sins. So I encourage you to go and preach to that person who doesn't know about Christ, to go and share the gospel with that person at the corner of the world, through however means that you can, through donating to missions, through going on the internet and preaching the gospel, sharing the gospel, through writing letters, adopting a family, whatever way you can do, you make sure that the word of Jesus Christ is preached, or else all of us, every human being, is in trouble. Amen.